Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 15th. You'll be interested to know. 74 years ago, today, in 1951, I Love Lucy premiered as a groundbreaking achievement in television storytelling, showcasing innovative comedic timing and a charismatic ensemble that captivated national audiences. Its production innovations and audience-first filming techniques set new industry standards and inspired generations of creators to expand the possibilities of televised comedy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 to 3 feet. Conditions should hold steady through the morning, but expect them to become fair by late morning. By noon, the wind shifts onshore at 7 miles per hour, making the surface choppy. The tide is currently rising, which may affect the wave quality later on. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m., with the 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 4.5 feet, just before 7 a.m., followed by a 2.5-foot low tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday features clean conditions with steady waves at 2 feet throughout the day. Friday sees a slight decline to 1 to 2 feet, but remains clean early on. Saturday brings a steady increase with waves building to 2 to 3 feet, offering the best conditions of the period before an afternoon wind shift. This morning, it's mostly sunny and it feels like 59 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:19 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today with a high near 64. And a light northwest wind at about 15 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 55 and a gentle breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be sunny with a high near 68 and a northwest breeze up to 10 miles per hour, becoming mostly clear overnight with a low around 57. Friday and Saturday stay sunny with highs near 71 to 72 and mostly clear nights in the upper 50s, though patchy fog develops late Saturday night and again Sunday morning before skies become partly sunny with a high near 69. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, days after the signing of a new state law that bans the sale or transfer of Glock and Glock-style handguns, firearms advocates filed a lawsuit in San Diego federal court this week challenging the ban. Assembly Bill 1127, signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, prohibits California firearms dealers from selling semi-automatic firearms with a cruciform trigger bar, which lawmakers say can convert semi-automatic weapons into fully automatic ones. The law takes effect next year. A complaint was filed on Monday claiming the new law is flagrantly unconstitutional. The complaint cites case law that protects weapons in common use at the time under the Second Amendment. Plaintiffs include national organizations like the National Rifle Association of America and local plaintiffs, such as firearms retailer Poway Weapons and Gear. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Dodgers took control of the National League Championship Series with a decisive 5-1 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers, taking a 2-0 lead. Yoshinobu Yamamoto delivered the Dodgers' first postseason complete game since 2003, despite allowing a leadoff home run to Jackson Chourio. Teoscar Hernandez contributed significantly, hitting a home run to tie the game. Despite Milwaukee's strong bullpen, they struggled to capitalize, swinging aggressively at first pitches, which ultimately backfired against Yamamoto. The Brewers now face an uphill battle as the series moves to Dodger Stadium. In local sports, the Los Angeles Chargers may be active in the trade market, exploring options at multiple positions ahead of the November 4th trade deadline. Before their recent victory against the Miami Dolphins, reports indicated that the Chargers were assessing the running back market due to injuries to Najee Harris and Omarion Hampton. While running back Kimani Vidal's impressive performance may have shifted plans, the team is still considering options at running back and tackle. With injuries impacting their tackle depth, the Chargers could benefit significantly from acquiring a quality offensive lineman midseason. This week, they face the Indianapolis Colts in a highly anticipated matchup. In top news, stung by subscriber losses, cable and satellite services are developing strategies to win back cord cutters. Pay television providers now have a new message for consumers: your ex wants you back. Spectrum and DirecTV recently held press events in New York, promoting a more consumer-friendly experience. Spectrum introduced an app store allowing customers to access streaming platforms like Disney Plus and Hulu alongside cable channels. DirecTV, in response to consumer demand, is offering smaller, more specialized channel packages. Despite an overall decline, early indications show some customers are responding positively to these changes. In business news, the Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN price hikes begin on October 21st, 2025, affecting various streaming subscriptions. New subscribers will see increased rates starting that date, while existing subscribers will notice the change on their first bill after October 21st. Most plans will be impacted, but ad-free Hulu and ESPN Unlimited will maintain their current rates. Signing up for an annual subscription before October 21st can save you significantly. For instance, the annual plan for ESPN Select will rise by $10, while Disney Plus will increase by $30. Additionally, the Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Unlimited bundle remains unchanged, offering a limited-time discount. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $112,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $4,100. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.49. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Samsung is officially teasing the launch of its Project Moomhan headset for next week. On October 21st, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Samsung will host a World's Wide Open Galaxy event to reveal more about the device. The headset will operate on Android XR, a mixed reality platform developed by Samsung, Google, and Qualcomm. According to Samsung, it is designed to scale across form factors, bringing AI to the center of immersive, everyday experiences. The announcement comes as Apple appears close to launching a new version of its Vision Pro headset. Apple is reportedly shifting focus from headsets to smart glasses development. And in entertainment news, critics are questioning whether Jared Leto can still be relied upon to lead a franchise as his latest film, Tron: Ares, disappoints at the box office. Despite a dramatic London premiere, Tron: Ares earned a mere $33,200,000, falling significantly short of expectations. Insiders note that the film's appeal was limited, particularly among young males, and its cinema score was only a bland B+. With Leto's previous films, such as Morbius, failing to draw audiences, there are doubts about his future as a leading man. The sentiment among industry insiders is clear. No one asked for this reboot. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American television producer and writer, Norman Lear. And he said, "Life is made up of small pleasures. Happiness is made up of those tiny successes. The big ones come too infrequently." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.